Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Lucy Pringle. Lucy Pringle is the founder of the Center for Crop Circle Studies and the author of The Energies of Crop Circles, The Science and Powers of a Mysterious Intelligence. And you can find out more about Lucy Pringle and her wonderful work at her website, cropcirclephotographs.co.uk. Welcome, Lucy Pringle.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you.
So, Lucy Pringle, what exactly for our audience is a crop circle?
Well, it is a depression in the crop. And you can get quite a few different types of crop. You can get barley, you can get wheat, you can get oats, and very early on you can get canola, but that's very early. That's on about now. And so it's a depression in those crops. And what's completely unusual is that there's a sharp cutoff point around the edges. So there's this depression with a very sharp cutoff point.
So, Lucy Pringle, how did you first become interested in crop circles?
Oh, I think I've always been interested in the unexplained. And this, or the appearance, really, or the interest, the great interest in this, happened around 1990 when I just moved into the area in Hampshire. And lo and behold, the crop circles were happening around me. And as we were trying to take a more academic look at these extraordinary things, mysterious things, we started this Center for Crop Circle Studies. And I'm not a scientist, but on my father's side, they're brilliant scientists. And so I think it's probably in my DNA. But I came in principally as a dowser. And I found that I still use that today in many, many different situations. But once we became a society and involved lots of different scientists and people, I really started off on a scientific track. And the word seemed to flow all over the world. And there seemed to be a sort of situation of panic because an awful lot of people are scared of what they don't understand. And what they don't know, it frightens them. And then what should happen but two old men called Doug and Dave, they appeared on the scene. And they said they did all the crop circles. Well, this was in Hampshire, very close to where I lived. And considering that there were crop circles happening not only just in England, but all over the world, that didn't ring very true. However, a lot of people who were really frightened, they chose to believe it. And the press had a field day trying to rubbish the phenomenon. So a lot of us worked partly in behind the scenes, getting on with our particular area of research. And mine started with an extraordinary, the origin really, of my research started after I'd been playing a game of tennis one day, a doubles match, and I'd been standing at the net and the ball had been hit very, very hard at me and I'd got it back, but I jarred my shoulder so badly that when I tried to clean my teeth that night, I couldn't reach up. And I was due to have my first flight over the circus, and I was so excited. And I thought, oh Lord, I won't be able to drive down and all the rest. Anyhow, next morning, I collected my sister and a friend of hers, and we did drive down. And I just had a gear shift car, so I wasn't too bad. I just managed it. And we took off and we flew over a circle, which was really absolutely enormous. Never seen anything like it, with all sorts of dish additions and things which drew in the scholars of the arcane scholars and all sorts of things. It again hit the world. And it was flying back and just watching this and driving back then on the road that I suddenly realized my shoulder was very painful. And we pulled in a place called Morstead, and there was a field there, and I happened to know the farmer, so I knew we could go in because he had a crop circle. And I had my dowsing rods, and I doused for, I've been dowsing since I was very young, for the area of the greatest energy. And then I sat down, and as I sat down, I noticed this extraordinary energy was rippling through my shoulders. So I thought, well, this is very, very odd. What's happening? So I thought, well, should I give my arm a test and should I try and raise it? So I said, yes, I did. And I could move it absolutely straight up like that, straight as a die. Well, I couldn't believe that. And then my sister's friend, Maggie, I said to Maggie, now listen, you come and sit here. I didn't tell her what happened to me. And she had a particularly nasty condition called systemic scleroderma, which meant that she couldn't lie flat. When she was in bed at night, she had to be propped up, etc., etc. I just said, this is a good spot. And she said, oh, this feels wonderful. And I said, well, should you stay there forever? And I said, well, I've got to do measuring and dicing and things. And when I came back, there she was lying flat on her back. I said, Maggie, you're lying flat on your back. Yes, she said. Yes, I'm absolutely fine. Well, it was extraordinary. These things had happened to both of us with absolutely no knowledge, no intention or anything. And this was completely unexpected. Well, this started my research thinking something is happening to people in crop circles. How am I going to set about that? So Maggie, who was very technical, she got out a very good questionnaire, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of questionnaires have gone all over the world. And now I have over 845 different reports sent in to me from people from all over the world. It's the largest database in the world. And so from that has stemmed the rest of my research, because I then thought to myself, well, how are we going to distinguish between what is happening in a genuine crop circle and what is happening in the rest of the field? And I did and still do a lot of work with somebody called James Lance, who my co-author. And he's a chartered engineer, and he really his field was the aerospace industry. And I think he played quite a large part in the development of the Harrier jump jet. Anyhow, he's a man who can think outside the box, a scientist who can think outside the box. And I put to him, I said, what if I buried some water inside and some water outside, and we can compare the results? And he said, yes, I think that would be a good idea. So he said, well, what you want to talk to electrical engineer Dr. Cyril Smith, who wrote a Magnetic Man. So I wrote to him, and he said, well, what is important is that you use a constant source of water, i.e., use fluoride water, which doesn't go above 40 degrees height, per second. So I did, and I had little bottles, and I would fill it with the Volvic water, Hertz, I was trying to say. I fill it with a bottle of Volvic water, then screw the top on, and then put plaster around it so that nobody could undo the top, and then put on a little label, etc. So the methodology is that when and lots of friends used to come with me, I would go into the field and I would bury the control samples first. I'd then go into the circle and bury the circles inside.
So, Lucy Pringle, let's back up for our audience, okay, so they can follow you. So a crop circle is a beautiful design that is somehow gets carved into a field of growing plants, okay, such
Yes.
as wheat. And they're located in England, in the UK, as well as all over the world.
Well, we've got about 68 different countries.
Fascinating. 68 different countries. Now, I want to back up for our audience so they can follow you. You mentioned that you are a dowser. So many in our audience do not understand what is dowsing. Can you explain for our audience what is dowsing and how do you dows a crop circle?
Well, dowsing is, I don't know how you can really explain it. As a child, I used to have a pendulum, or I had two, so you can make them out of hazel sticks. In the old days, the hazel hedge, people would make sticks from those. And you walk along, and when the twigs cross, that indicates a particular spot, maybe of energy or for whatever you're dowsing. On the other hand, when you're using a pendulum, and I used to play around with, because of course I weren't crop circles when I was a child, or there were, but I didn't know about them. I used to have a book without knowing anything about it, and I would dowse to see whether that the author was male or female.
Right.
Things like that.
Yes. So for our audience, backing up, so dowsing is a technique of divination, and dowsers use either a pendulum or what's called dowsing rods. So, for example, in my healing room, I've got metal dowsing rods. And dowsing rods in the environment are used to locate energy vortexes, right? So, for
Yes.
example, they're used to locate water or oil. And you're using dowsing rods to douse crop circles. So, how do you go about dowsing a crop circle?
Well, in the first place, I'll tell you a story of a pilot friend of mine who had flown over a circle in a field. And when he came down, he got out of the plane and he drove to this field because it was a flat field. And he said, "This is going to be very, very difficult to find this circle." And so he walked and he was pretty certain he'd found it, and he went in and went in. So about 10 days later, I went in with a friend of his and his wife, and we walked along the edge of the field, and suddenly I got an absolutely cracking headache. I hadn't brought my rods with me, incidentally. I just brought my handbag. And so I got this really cracking headache. And David said, "Oh, no, it's not there." And he went off at a sort of angle into the field. And I said, "No, it's here. It's this tram line." Now, tram lines, just to explain what happens, those are lines in the field. And the farmers use them really for their, when they're sowing, and when they're spraying the crops, and their machines can quite easily go down. There's usually about 6 foot in between each tram line. So anyhow, David went off straight across the field, which he should never have done. He should have walked down the tram line. Anyhow, the others followed me, and we walked and we walked and we walked, and I thought, gosh, I've really got it wrong. And then all of a sudden, We walked straight into the circle.
So
Well, all I
used
can say,
your hand, you used your handbag as a dowsing rod.
no, I used my head. This
Ah, okay.
cracking headache I had, but I could have used my handbag. And the moment I stepped into the circle, my headache went. So I'd been using my head as the dowsing instrument. Well, I never wanted to do that again, I can tell you. It was too painful. But that's just an interesting way that this can happen. I mean, your whole body can be used as a sort of dowsing rod in a way. But very often, what I do, I walk along the edge of the field and ask my rod to indicate which tram line I should go down. And it's never failed me.
Now, and with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We're listening to Lucy Pringle, crop circle photographer and author and expert and founder of the Center for Crop Circle Studies. We'll be right back.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Lucy Pringle, author of The Energies of Crop Circles, The Science and Power of a Mysterious Intelligence. You've been studying crop circles your entire life. In your professional experience, how are crop circles formed?
Well, now this is a highly technical subject. As far as we know, I have to stress we don't know. But this is what is suggested by Jim Lyons, and this is the basic physics. Because first of all, we've got to think about the sun. Now, the sun is our main source of energy. It's the, if you like, it's the positive terminal of a battery, and the Earth is the negative terminal of the battery. And the sun is always giving off energetic rays. There are black spots on the sun at the moment, and that's giving off sort of tubular twisting energies, which are called torsion fields. Now, they, at times, they pierce the magnetosphere, which surrounds our magnetic field, and they usually do this at entry points at the aurora borealis in the north, or the aurora australasia in the south. And they pierce onto through our electromagnetic field, and it forms a grid work of energy, which runs north, south, and east and west, and it forms a sort of pattern like the schematic things you could get in the sand, and where they meet and they cross, I call those the nodal points. And they're points of huge, huge energy, electrical energy that I don't think many people really think at all. I certainly didn't until fairly recently, that when we're walking, we don't realize what's underneath our feet. We've got these lines of energy, and those are electrical. And, you know, these are all the energy forces. And where you get this nodal point, it's a huge, huge source of energy. And so this has a lot to do with it. And the forming of the crop circles seems to combine with underground water, the aquifers. Now, what has been discovered is that over 90% of all crop circles are formed on chalk. And below the chalk, you get the aquifers. And this is related. Both these qualities seem to be necessary for the formation of circles. And quite often clouds will form, and that again, they're electrical forces, the clouds. And it's apart from that, we don't really know. We know that weather conditions, conditions of water and clay and chalk are absolutely vital. We know the crossover of the energy lines, absolutely vital. But apart from that, I think one has to also say that there would seem to be an intelligence behind this. And that is beyond the technical knowledge and scientific knowledge of today.
Now, Lucy Pringle, can you explain for our audience what exactly is the Earth magnetic field and what are ley lines? Because dowsers like yourself are dowsing the ley lines and the magnetic field that you say helps to underline the creation of the crop circles.
Well, our magnetic field or magnetic sphere really is a shield. It protects our planet, and I look at it as a protective shield, so that we don't allow in things like radiation, etc., etc., etc. I mean, obviously, a certain amount of radiation comes in, but there's other things that we can actually prevent, or the electromagnetic field or magnetosphere can pre present, pre prevent. Lines are electrical lines. We live in an electrical world, electric world. We are electric people. And we are walking on lines which are electric. We don't know that, but our ancients in the old days, they might have been walking along, and one of them might have got a tingle. So he would have put down a little stone to mark the spot. Somebody else would come along, and they too would get a little tingle, and they'd put down another stone, and gradually that would build up, and it might develop into a cairn. And then it might develop into a small church, and then it might go into a bigger church, and all our cathedrals are on nodal points, crossover points of electric lines.
Yes, and for our audience, I want to add that as human beings, it's a law of physics that anytime you have a vertical electrical current, and if you're standing up, you are vertical, there's a magnetic field perpendicular to that. And New Agey people call that your aura. It's your human energy field.
Exactly.
Yes, so our human energy field can be affected by the larger magnetic field of the Earth. Which brings me to my next question, Lucy Pringle. So you shared the wonderful story about your shoulder being healed and your friend being able to lie flat after having a serious back condition for years. And your professional experience, here we are at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. How do crop circles heal us?
I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of electromagnetic field in there. I mean, there's so many. As I said, I've got over 845 different examples, but I'd like to tell you about one or two because they're absolutely fascinating.
Please.
I think, again, we're dealing with electromagnetic fields. And there was one particular woman called Leslie Clemenson, and she was fascinated in the circles, but she suffered most terribly badly from arthritis. So she would struggle into a circle, and sometimes it's quite difficult terrain, quite rough and all the rest. And she would struggle into this circle, and quite determined she was going to get there. And I remember her writing to me and saying, "Lucy, my shoes fell off." Now, what she meant by that was that the swelling had gone down to such an extraordinary degree that her shoes had fallen off. So one could say then, and this is where it's all conjecture, this is where we're still exploring. There seems to be, or there could be, some sort of anti-inflammatory happening going on inside some of these circles. There was another story. I mean, I've got hundreds of stories, and they're all in, not all, but all, a lot of them in this book. And another friend of mine, who was a very, very dear friend, we went to play somebody called somewhere called King Somborne in Hampshire, and there was a fairly fresh circle, and I was really excited, and she said, "Oh, I can't go in. I can't go in, and my legs hurt too much. I can't go in." And I said, "Well, do you know, I think if you come very slowly, you might find that you really want to come in when you go slowly and you talk to people." And I said, "It's lovely. You can talk to lots of people inside the circle." So she did. She went in, and I was busy taking photographs and samples, and because samples actually, those are important too. And then as we suddenly the sky seemed to darken, and we thought, oh, there's going to be a thunderstorm. So I said, "Come on, let's get back to the car." Well, she walked back as gaily as a sort of 2-year-old. She said, "All the pain has gone." And she'd been, she said, "But you know, I'm terribly worried," because she had to go to a funeral the next day in London. And where the funeral was held was a long way from where the reception was being held afterwards. And she said, "You know, I'm never going to make it. I'm really, really worried about this." So anyhow, she couldn't get over the fact that suddenly she felt so much better and her legs seemed to be working. And I dropped her home. And as I left, she stood there and she suddenly lifted her knee up to her chin. And not only that, she then did the second one. Well, I thought, blow me down. So I thought, when I get home, I'll try doing this. And I can tell you it's not all that easy. But the next thing I suddenly realized was next day when I went into my car, she'd left her stick in my car. Help! What was she going to do? Oh, so I rushed round. She'd already left for London. And so I dropped her. Then I rang her later and I said, "God, oh, that's simply awful, Christina. You left your stick behind. How on earth did you manage? Did somebody help you?" "Oh," she said, "I didn't need any help. I walked perfectly well." Well, that lasted for 4 days. And that's quite a long time. But I'm now, I mean, so many stories I've got. I'm now investigating Parkinson's. And this is very, very important to me. And I just think if ever I could find a cure for Parkinson's, oh, that would be so much. That is my absolute goal. Whether it'll ever happen, I don't know, but I'm going to go on working as long as I possibly can. And I'm working with a neurologist. One of my favorite cousins died of Parkinson's, so it's absolutely so important to me. And this came about, the genesis to this was a friend of mine who had Parkinson's, and she was dying to go into a crop circle. And I said, "Well, I really can't take you because you don't always feel well. I mean, some people feel severely ill. And when they do, I say, get out quickly." And I said, "You know, you're not well, and I really can't take you." So she rather badgered me. And so I said, "Right, next year, when I find one which I think is as beneficial as it can possibly be, I'll let you know." So the following year, in 1996, one appeared called the torsion field. And I went in there. I drove all the way down from Hampshire down to Wiltshire every day for a whole week. And I went into the circle. I felt absolutely fine. And I stood at the edge of the field and I chatted to everybody individually as they came out. They all felt fine. So I said to Maggie, I think this might just be the one for you. So she went in with a friend and she just couldn't believe it. She wrote to say that she thought she'd been in the centre for about 20 minutes. Well, loss of time is what another of these extraordinary things. I went into a circle with one of my godchildren and I thought I'd been in there for half an hour. And when I came out, somebody said, oh, you've been in there for an hour and a half. So how long Mary had been in, I don't know. But the result was she didn't shake for 48 hours. Now, when you've got Parkinson's, you are shaking all the time. And not, I mean, to think that even for a few minutes you don't stop shaking, let alone for a few hours, let alone for 24 hours, it doesn't happen. It just does not happen. So this is now what I'm doing. I'm working with a neurologist. We're doing EEGs, EECs. We're testing for saccadic movements of the eye. We are working very hard. And this is very dear to my heart.
Now, Lucy Pringle, you started earlier in our discussion explaining about how you use vulvic water and put it in bottles and test inside the crop circle and outside of the crop circle. Can you share with us more about your scientific research with the water? Because one of the things we know is that water can be programmed, if you will. Water picks up the energy around it very easily.
Well, it's been tested by many, many different sources. One test, which I'm going to tell you about, is a bottle of water. When we collect the bottles, we found over 90%, and it became rather a sort of challenge in the crop circle world. Let's find Lucy's bottles. They never actually did. They found one, which was control sample. So when we collect them, and this is important, we collect the ones inside first, which have been buried, and then we collect the control samples, which have also been buried, and in that way, the control samples never go into the circle. Now, so this is one of the results from a circle called Bernardine in 2010. And we were testing for trace minerals. And this is what Jim said, Jim Lance, when I sent the samples up to him, and then he takes them to various labs. The first thing to notice is the correlation between the nitrate and ammonia results. It seems as if there is some breakdown of water into its constituent parts, namely hydrogen and oxygen. These molecules then attach to free nitrogen atoms, creating both increased nitrate, NO3, and ammonia, NH4. This is an interesting finding. Now, I'm quite sure you know, and we all know, there is no ammonia in any bottle of water.
Fascinating.
Yes, I mean, then it had been tested by Dr. Jacques Benveniste, who was a biologist in France, and he was working hard on proving that water has a memory. And he was almost ridiculed by his peers. He was a very, very, a really upset man. And it wasn't until, I mean, literally a few months after he died, that it was found that his work was absolutely, truly valid.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. You're listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. We're listening to Lucy Pringle, the founder of the Center for Crop Circle Studies. We'll be right back.
No, I found a member.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Lucy Pringle. So here we are at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, and you say you have 845 reports of spontaneous healings from people who've been around circles in 68 countries all over the world.
Well, no, sorry. May I just correct that? Over 800. Wait a second. Over 800. Oh, no, you sort of go on. That
Eight.
is not quite as many as that. It's more than
Yeah, you mentioned 845 reports.
that. Right.
So
So
Lucy.
that's 845 reports I've had, not countries.
Yes, I said 845 reports in 68 countries.
Yes, right.
All good. So Lucy Pringle, we most often think of healing as personal healing for our own minds and bodies. Do you think the crop circles are here to heal the planet?
I think they're here really. I think, well, I have learned more since I've been investigating crop circles than I've ever learned all my previous life. And one of these things are not quite apart from the academical world, is to think more about humanity and how we react with each other. And have a greater understanding of maybe you could call it the earth and what the earth does for us. I can only think of them as being completely beneficial. I mean, they never force themselves upon anybody. Somebody can drive past a circle, it doesn't mean anything to them at all. And so you come to the circles because it's a very voluntary thing. And also you've got to be somebody who allows yourself to think outside the box. When you go in, many people have gone in saying, oh, there's nothing to them, poo-poo, that's all nonsense. If Lucy talks nonsense. Sorry. And they go in, and suddenly something happens to them. Something which is so unbelievable that they say, well, this can't be happening. What's happening to me? And they suddenly realize they're in a circle. And something strange is happening to them. And it's something which they didn't expect. In fact, they were absolutely determined to say this was all rubbish. And they come out quite a transformed person.
Now, one of the things that I think most of humans have experienced is that you feel differently at different places on the earth. So let me give you a basic example. When you're at the top of the mountain, of a mountain, you feel uplifted, versus when you're in a valley, sometimes you can go into yourself and feel more introspective, right? So we're uplifted at the top of a mountain. And we talked earlier about the magnetic field of the earth and ley lines. So many places on the earth, such as Sedona, Arizona, you can think of that as like an acupuncture point on the earth. So going back to crop circles, What would you really like people to understand about how crop circles heal us based on your many years of experience and your
Well, I don't think they all of them heal you, because some people feel really, really seriously ill. I have been through just about all the gamuts. I literally had to crawl out of one. I felt so ill, and I was with a scientist, and we were doing some. I was doing some testing and going to send some tests off. And we both developed the most terrible migraines. And I said, I simply got to finish this. And Keith was, we both literally crawled out of the circle. And we sat in Keith's car for really some time. I mean, we just couldn't sing. It was just, we felt awful. And this was a long, long time ago. So things have changed since then, considerably. The lack of the change in the amount of traffic and everything. Anyhow, Keith felt a bit better. And so we started off driving home to my home. And suddenly I said, you know, this is not right. I said, Keith, you're on the wrong side of the road. Well, I mean, you can laugh about it now. It's hilarious. But luckily, there wasn't amount of traffic in those days. I mean, just think about it. And any, oh, he said, oh, right. So, put on the right. You know, we lost our way twice coming back. We knew that road like the back of our hands. So I always say, get out quickly. And I was taking a tour, because I take tours. There was one particular tour, and we'd gone into a crop circle at Aldbourne in Wiltshire. And I'd taken everybody in, and if people can't find their own place to sit down and meditate, I douse for them. I'd walk around and find a place which is suitable for them. Well, I didn't feel at all well. And so, having got everybody settled and everybody seemed happy, I came out, and there was a woman standing outside. So I said, are you part of my group? And she said, yes. So I said, well, would you like to go in? Why didn't you go in? Oh, she said, I tried and I had to come out right away. And this is where you're sensible. So I can never say that every circle is a healing circle. And it may depend. We all, you know, we all have different metabolisms. And I think this depends very much on our own personal metabolism. But what I would say is that if you allow it to happen, it can create a sense almost of euphoria and huge spiritual enlightenment. But there again, the effects are so very, very varied.
So you are a dowser of many decades' experience. Lucy Pringle, how do you discern which crop circles are actually healing and beneficial for people?
Well, although by going in, like the one I found for Mary when she stopped shaking, it was only by going in every single day and talking to people as they came out, and by their statements, and there wasn't a single negative statement. So that was the one which I felt was as genuine as, or as beneficial as I could ever find one. And I took in somebody called Douglas Harp Davis, and he was a right old skeptic. And it was on a slope, and it had the most extraordinary circles and everything. And when you stood at the top, you couldn't see the lower part. So he said, how on earth they do that? He said, that's impossible. So another convert. Yes, I mean, some of them are so mathematically impossible to. There's one which is so complicated. I haven't got a piece of paper telling me that I could read it off for you, but it was just so out of this world complicated, the mathematics. And there was another one, which this one was totally simple. It was a completely simple circle, no center, and had little sort of frilly bits at particular angles all the way around the perimeter, linking onto the circle. It had no center.
Fascinating.
How do you make a circle with no center?
Amazing.
You can't.
You can't.
It is absolutely impossible.
So, Lucy Pringle, final question. So, one of the things that we talk about here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio is that all illness is slowed down vibration. And the simplest way to understand that is when you have a cold and you can barely get off the couch. Healing energy is a high vibration and it lifts your vibration, and healing happens when you lift your vibration. In your opinion, do crop circles in general help to lift the vibration of human beings in the and the planet?
I don't quite know how to answer that because it's a mixed bag. But I s would say that the large proportion, or certainly quite a large proportion, would say definitely yes.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to the one and only Lucy Pringle, founder, member of the Center for Crop Circle Studies, and author of The Energy of Crop Circles. My name is Katherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. Thank you so much for listening, and you can see Lucy Pringle's beautiful photos at cropcirclephotographs.co.uk. And remember, when you lift your vibration, you heal yourself naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.